This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined 47 of his counterparts in suing Facebook for allegedly monopolizing the industry. The Federal Trade Commission has joined the suit, which claims the company has engaged in anti-competitive practices for years, including buying Instagram in 2012. Weiser's office says Facebook's behavior has harmed consumers and blocked innovation. RTD CEO Deborah Johnson joined transit executives from across the country today in calling for more federal aid to keep buses and trains moving. She says RTD is facing a $140 million deficit next year.
I am, along with my colleagues, urging Congress to act now. Let's cross the aisles and send us a transit lifeline to be the partner to keep our nation moving.
RTD plans to lay off hundreds of workers in the new year. Colorado College has named a new president. L. Song Richardson will begin her role as the 14th president of the small liberal arts college in Colorado Springs in July. She is the dean and a professor at the University of California, Irvine School of Law. Richardson replaces Jill Tiefenthaler, who left this year after nearly a decade as president. KRCC operates under a license held by Colorado College. The acting co-president, Robert Moore, is on the board of Colorado Public Radio, which operates KRCC. This is CPR News.